start by stating your full name again?
Julie Green.
Julie, how long have you lived in Champaign-Urbana?
I don't currently. I was a student here from 1980 until 1984.
Okay. And so, did you move out of Champaign after that?
Yes. You did. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any memories from, I guess, 1980 to 1984 about what downtown Champaign was like or downtown Urbana?
My general impression from the time I was here in Champaign is that downtown Champaign was very depressing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tend to spend time here. It was a lot of, you know, vacant properties, derelict buildings, and about the only thing I used to regularly have to do is I would come in on the bus, and I'd come into the Greyhound station or come into the train station, and even though campus was very close, I didn't walk. I had to make sure to either have somebody picking me up or take a cab, because it just wasn't safe for those first few blocks coming out of downtown headed towards campus. So it was that bad in those days, and it's delightful to see how much life there is now around the downtown area here.
Yeah. And do you know who was using those spaces?
Much of it was vacant. You know, there weren't any stores that appealed to anybody, you know, student-wise. They just weren't. Further out, I know I remember going to some, you know, businesses that were off the beaten track from downtown. We used to go to a printer that was, like, way off the beaten track. I think it was few miles south of campus off of Neal Street or something, kind of headed out towards farmland. but the businesses weren't even coming in this area because, you know, their clientele didn't feel safe coming. So
yeah.
They didn't even put their businesses in here at the time. Now, Urbana, we used to walk to all the time.
Okay.
You know, the square, you know, around Mall and Jumers and all that stuff. I don't think Jumers is there anymore, is it?
I don't think so.
No. it was kind of the landmark inn at the time I was here, kind of where the fancy people stayed.
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, it is. It just has a different name.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Tudor style. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So, you know, around that there was a mall and they had theater stuff and, you know, cute little shops and things like that. So when you wanted a downtown area that wasn't campus, you went to Urbana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there any
yeah.
businesses in downtown Urbana that you utilized a lot or you have any memories associated with?
Not really that I remember specific. It's a long time ago. I do remember the one in Champaign. It was the Courier Cafe, which I understand is still here, which is good.
Yeah.
It had kind of just started not long before I came, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to hear it's still there.
Is there anything you'd want to tell me about urban development in Champaign-Urbana that I guess you've noticed from comparing when you were in school to being back in Champaign?
A lot of development since I was here, obviously.
Yeah.
But specifically, I used to live at FAR, so at Lincoln and Florida Avenue, at the residence there. And, you know, it was FAR because we were far from everybody else.
Yeah.
We were, you know, the south quarter of campus. Nothing was past us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from our windows, we looked out on the farm, you know, the South Farm, the cows and the fields, and, you know, that's all that there was. So it's kind of amazing to see all the buildup that has happened, you know, south of Kirby and down there,
because
mm-hmm. It was nothing. But one of the things I was just talking to that I remembered, and I understand it hasn't changed a whole lot, and I would have hoped in all this time it would have, is Illini Grove, that's right at Lincoln and Peabody. That it's a, you know, one block long woods that was, I'll call it, devastatingly dark at night, because even the streetlights, they kind of stopped before it got to that woods area, because there were really no residences. Let me think, the east side of the street, and the west side was this little woods between the health center and PAR, the dormitory. Mm-hmm. It was just the woods. And at night, it was just not safe to drive there because it was a very dense woods, and a lot of it was evergreens that were very bushy and full. And it unfortunately got the reputation of being called Rape Woods because too many students had gotten attacked going there. And it was just standard practice if you had to walk home from Urbana down to PAR or FAR, you had to make sure you had an escort to walk you home because it was not safe to be alone there. Of course, one night in the middle of the night, I had to go help a friend at the hospital. But what do? You have to. And I understand that they still haven't really corrected it. I don't know if the woods are as dense as they used to be. Maybe it's better, but I understand it hasn't gotten much better in the lighting. But I haven't driven past there. I haven't been down here since 2000. We drove down here once.
It was about there.
Yeah, 99, 2000. We were down here for a day.
During your time in school, were there any other kind of vacant, like, open spaces that students kind of stayed away from, like, on campus or off campus?
I'm trying to remember.
Well, you had the nickname for the clinic.
Well, yeah. We stayed away from McKinley. We called it McKinley.
People still
do.
Yeah.
I literally had to break in there one night to save a friend. Again, most of what I saw, because of where I lived, was that whole south area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all different, you know.
Right.
There's so much built up now. I mean, I used to walk to the assembly hall or the stadium and stuff, and there was nothing other than the cemetery between FAR mm-hmm. and the stadium. So, you know, those were the only residents. They weren't going anywhere. It certainly wasn't a terminal building like this. I know, my nephew had said, you know, we're on the fourth floor of the bus terminal. I'm going, that dingy gray concrete thing? I didn't know it went up that high.
Yeah. I didn't
know.
Either, actually. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, it was nothing like this. But to see all the high rises and the life around here is terrific. Yeah, I haven't even walked around campus this time, so I haven't even seen what's there now. So, I mean, we had our usuals. Some of them are here, I'm sure. Some of them are not.
Mm-hmm. What kind of places were your usuals?
My usuals?
Yeah.
Garcia's.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, Zorba's. Zorba's, I understand, closed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they moved.
That was our favorite. They had moved. They'd had a fire, and then they closed, and then they reopened, and then I think they moved, and I think they're gone now. Unless they reopened again.
Yeah, I think they reopened again.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of one of our favorites. What else? Oh, I spent a lot of time at 610. I'm sure that doesn't exist anymore. Oh. It was an art supply store.
Mm-hmm. Where was 610?
I'm trying to remember. It wasn't on Green. What's the next one down? Daniels?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 610 Daniels.
Okay.
I wasn't much for the campus bars. I'm not grieving CAMS like others are. Can't remember which is the one I used to go to. I used to have a Western night once a week. And my floor people used to like to go, and I'd get dragged every once in a while. We would take occasional trips out to Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bergner's. Merle Norman. That was the best because they do a free makeover.
Yeah.
Nothing like freebies for students.
Yeah, that's true.
And Bergner's was great in those days. They used to let you open a credit card. Mm. So that was the first credit card I got.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, how else do you start developing a credit rating? Somebody has to trust you with one.
Yeah.
You know, without it being in your parents' name.
Yeah.
And they let you do it, you know, a store credit card, and that's how I first started building credit. A lot of stores won't do it anymore, so it was nice.